Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
And online at umfm.com.
Wow.
Check for us on the grid on Wednesdays.
Wow!
Yes,
it's called the grid.
Well, that's how the show grid.
I get it.
You can see all the shows that are on there.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. So, we're a show about video games. And we talk about a mostly visual medium in a non-visual way.
I feel lots of... most podcasts don't talk about audiobooks, right? Because you... Well, not but maybe most.
Well, books.
There probably is a... but I'm like, audiobooks is something you listen, but books is a visual medium technically as well, right?
I guess technically. I'm Megan.
Hi, Mouse. We talk about book discourse.
Yes. Book discourse, TV book show discourse, music discourse.
Audiobook discourse.
Podcast discourse. Not video games.
No. I hate them.
And we love them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have been playing video games this past week, and you have been very kind to both share your PC library with me, as well as gift me a game.
Megan has a sad amount of games. Like, I was looking at that, and I was sort of like, how many games do I have? Oh, around 200. That's pretty decent. Like, I do have quite a few games on my Steam library, and I will say, I beat about 100 of them. Like, that's not a bad ratio for a Steam library, even though I consistently buy more games.
You're doing a lot better than most people who have a Steam game collecting habit.
I try to play ones before I finish them. I have a two playlists, and I try to go through that before I buy any more.
Can't relate.
I didn't, because Heaven's Vault was on sale on the Steam store, so I bought that because I want that game again.
Is there more to the PC version, I wonder?
No.
It's just the same game?
You
just want to
play
it
again?
It's the same
game. I love it. It's one of my favorite video games of 2019.
And you don't want to start it up again on the PS4 just to play on my account?
No. To get you the... No, I want to get all the achievements. I want 100% it. I'm going to do that. But yeah, no, I beat... So I started playing Pray for the Gods last week. I beat that.
Already?
Yeah. Well, it's an early access game. I got maybe 8 hours of gameplay out of it, and I probably could have played a little bit more. The thing with this game is that there's a lot of secrets, there's a lot of just stuff to go look at, other than beating there's six different, they're colossus need of a name. They don't really call them anything. Like, they do have names. Like Krogon, I think, was the name of
Dreki.
Krogon, I feel, was the troll. But I don't quite. One thing I did find out that I didn't really know before was that you can definitely just beat bosses in whatever order you want to, which is interesting because I think there is sort of, they do amp up the difficulty to an extent as you go. But it was really interesting because I'm mostly interested in exploring in these games. And it was just sort of, I would come upon the areas where the bosses were, where the colossus were.
Right.
And... yeah, sometimes I was like, okay, I'll try and beat it. But most of the time I was just sort of like, I'll watch and see what happens because I didn't expect to find something here that would kill me. I thought that was a really neat aspect, especially because I thought this was more like Shadow of the Colossus where it would be one at a time kind of situation.
Like, a sequential sort of situation.
In Shadow of the Colossus, you can go to all the places where the Colossus are going to be, but they won't be there until the one that you have to kill before it is there, basically. Things I didn't really like about this, like, I think there could be more polish, especially in the, just in the general gameplay motion of the character. There's... especially for a game that's, I feel it's quite based off of Breath of the Wild's gameplay style.
Right.
I think it could be more fluid because Breath of the Wild, I feel, had a really fluid gameplay style and it was fun. This is fun for certain things, but for things that you have to do, like you have to do hunting a little bit, like there's deer.
It can be a bit of a slog.
It's very difficult to shoot arrows. There's not a great lock-on system. And so most of the time what I end up doing is I will go run at deer and hit them with whatever weapon I have. Like, I won't shoot them. I will, and it does take me like sometimes like 10 minutes to kill a deer, but they give you stuff like items that you can use to craft. They give you food.
There you go. As a deer does.
It's important, but I feel that I shouldn't have to go to the length. And it's just basically what it is I'm running around trying to get the deer and the deer's avoiding me. And then I miss because there's kind of a poor lock-on system / none. And then the deer runs away from me and I have to repeat the cycle of me running towards the deer with my stamina depleting and then try to hit the deer and miss.
I'll wait until this game comes out of early access.
Yeah, like there's a lot to it, I think, that's actually great. Like that's a minor thing, and it's not like you have to. Like to upgrade things, you do need like deer skins and skins from different animals.
Right.
And there are things where there will be like, there's little totems that will help you upgrade your health or stamina. And you sometimes need some deer meat to open up one of these thingies. And that's very annoying.
Yes. I can see how, again, that would be a bit of a slog.
Yeah, and it's too bad because there's, like, most of the game is fairly enjoyable. It just sort of lets you go wherever you want. It looks pretty good. The character, the monster, the one other design thing that I don't think is great is they have kind of like not NPCs, but just like mobs that are skeleton warriors. And I think I mentioned that last time. And they're just sort of like skeleton warriors.
Yeah.
And then it's not that interesting. I feel it could be a little more interesting and or scary. Like this is supposed to, like I feel the monster, the boss designs are pretty, for the most part, pretty unnerving. I showed you that the dragon slash.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
It is cool looking, but it's pretty terrifying. And the first time I saw it, it was not during the scene, like the cutscene with it. It was like off in the distance. I saw something move that was big. And I was like, oh, what's that? So, which is once again, like how I was just sort of messing around. I was just looking around at stuff. I was just like, I'm going to discover because this is a big open area that you can do. And I really like that aspect. There is a lot of just little places to look at. There are little puzzles you can do to get more totems. There's little story notes placed around the world. I'm trying to, like, there are some other, I think they could fix a lot with fixing just sort of the movement and maybe updating or changing some of the designs of the, like, the mini monsters or the mobs. Because, once again, I think the big ones are pretty neat. But also maybe some more music. I feel the same battle theme as for, like, the monsters, which is, once again, it's fine. Early access. But
just sparse.
Yeah. And it's not the worst. I think tuning up just in general the character motion would be probably, because it would make it from like an enjoyable game to like a fun game, like a game that you want to play because it's fun. I beat the demo, it's not a demo. I beat the early access of what there is right now. Mm-hmm. I assume they're going to be working on making more bosses.
That'd be cool because I would like to still give this a try.
I'd definitely check it out if you're interested, especially if you like Shadow of the Colossus.
Another game I still need to play.
Yeah, well, Shadow of the Colossus, I feel like this is Shadow of the Colossus and Breath of the Wild. Like, I feel that's probably the best comparison. So if you like either of those games, it's kind of a neat little combo.
So we'll check that out. And you gifted me a very neat game.
Yes.
I'm talking about A Plague Tale: Innocence by Asobo Studio, released in 2019.
Okay, can we talk first about Asobo Studios? That the fact is that most of the games they worked on were Disney properties. Like they made Ratatouille, they made a Cars game, they made a Kinect Disney adventure game. Like, I just want to point this out here because this is just like it kind of is really funny, I think.
This is funny.
Because there's such a humongous difference. Because I guess maybe they had never made... Oh, they also made... What was it? It was a car game. Drive? No, it wasn't Drive. It was something. It was like the something car game. It doesn't matter. There's like it. What I don't think it was that popular compared to like a Gran Turismo, right?
Right.
Anyway,
so they do a lot of licensed stuff.
Yes,
in there.
That's the word. Yes. So licensed stuff, cartoony for children.
Yes.
Right. I would say yeah.
This is not cartoony.
No.
It's not for children.
No.
It's actually pretty dark, but yep. It's a very cool game. It is a survival horror stealth game, which is three things that I don't typically enjoy in a video game.
I would say, from what I've seen, though, it's more like a puzzle game, right? With stealth horror elements?
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, this is kind of like... It's a fantasy-esque version of real events, right? So this takes place in the
1348. Specifically, yeah. It's 1348 during the beginning of the Hundred Years' War in France.
And so plague is happening, going to happen.
Plague is happening,
yes.
And it is not a good thing.
So the Black Plague,
yeah.
To be specific.
The one that was carried by rats, very
yes.
Specifically.
So rats are the one of the main enemies in this? Or maybe not
one
enemy,
of the
but
entities.
Like... well, something that purposely stops you, because there are, like, humans that are trying to stop you as well.
So, you play mainly as Amicia Darun. She is the daughter of the Darun noble family, and your father was a knight, your mother is an alchemist, and your brother is, you don't have an emotional connection with him.
No,
his name's Hugo.
Yeah, and he's sickly. He's born sickly, are known, right, in
yeah.
The story.
So he's plagued with headaches, and it's established fairly early on that you really don't see much of him. You don't really have too much of an emotional connection to this little boy who is...
He hangs out in his room because he's like homebound sort of
yeah.
thing, and you're like, I don't care. Mm. Yeah, whatever, dude.
So this is a very graphic game. I will point that out. It is very gruesome. So again,
yeah.
It's not for children. And you find yourself under attack by people who are after your family for some reason or other. Specifically, you and your brother.
Well, I think they make it, well, not clear, but it's assumed that it's like because they think that your brother started the plague somehow.
This small six-year-old child is
yeah.
responsible for many, many rats.
So that is why, you know, the impetus for the video game to start, right?
Yeah.
Your town, not your town, or your, like, house is being ransacked by people who think that you're the cause of the plague.
So you make your escape, and you have to try and weave your way through all these people who are destroying everything you know and love. And only to crank up the horror elements by realizing that there's also rats. Always with the rats.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It makes sense. Like, thematically, it makes sense. It's fine. Like,
yeah.
I don't hate this. It's fine.
These are far more aggressive than your average sewer rat, though.
Well, I would say they're like the Dishonored rats. Like, right?
Yeah.
The ones that you walk five steps. Like, they see meat and they'll get it. You were feeding them hams.
Yeah.
But obviously you can get away from the rats because there's light, right?
Yeah,
light
they
is
hate
your,
the light.
The light, of course.
Fire and light are your friends in this game. They're also not great because people will see you in the fire and the light.
Because it's a stealth game. Because
it's a stealth game.
You're still trying to hide while avoiding rats.
So I'm really enjoying the story so far. I want to figure out what is going on with these siblings. If they're going to get away. If they're going to find
the
doctor.
Friends?
Yeah, they're going to be friends.
Of course.
Hugo, the little brother, is a kind of terrible child who doesn't want to listen.
Yeah, he's annoying, and it's sort of like you get it because, you know, he's six, doesn't really, like, you know, his whole world was turned upside down, but at the same time, you're like, please be quiet, we're going to die.
Do you not see these people chasing us and the rats that are
yeah, you're like,
eating
what's
people
that
in front
over
of us?
There? You're like, Hugo, please. Hugo, we're gonna die.
Hugo, stop banging this hammer on the ground.
Oh my god, yeah, Hugo was just pounding a hammer on stuff, just making noise because he was frustrated, and I get it, but he does need to realize the gravity of the situation. Hugo, there's rats.
Hugo, the rats. Anyway, Plague Tale is on Xbox, it is on Steam, and it is on the PlayStation 4. And I do recommend checking it out, especially if you like survivor, horror, stealth, puzzles.
Yeah, like I would assume, once again, the puzzles are going to be about how to avoid rats.
Yes. And
everyone's favorite puzzle.
Everyone's favorite puzzle is how to avoid rats. Now, after we got tired of playing that game, because it is a very story-heavy. Because
we're entitled millennials, and we need things fast, fast.
I ended up playing a much faster
there
pace.
There was no car crashes in Plague Tale, or moped crashes.
Yes, there was no vehicular accidents.
Accidents, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote. So, I also went through your collection and started playing the Lakeview Cabin Collection by Roop Tamminen. And this has been around since 2013 for the PC.
Yeah, but it originally started as a Flash game, I think, on Newgrounds.
That makes a lot of sense.
Flash is dead now. If you don't know what Flash is, it was a thing that you could put animations / games, whatever on. It was really cool. It's dead now.
It's gone.
Adobe killed it. Thanks, Adobe. But yeah, it was. They were based off of little Flash games, which does make sense with the sort of the characters. How the movements are very simple, right? Yeah.
So this is a pixel-based game where you are essentially put into horror movie settings.
Yeah.
And tasked with surviving against horror movie monsters.
/ killing them.
And if you can manage to kill them,
yes. You're supposed to kill them. That's the whole thing. Yeah. You're supposed to get out alive, Megan.
Okay, so I did not do that. I'm not very good at surviving in horror movie elements, especially when I don't know what to expect from this, because they come on very suddenly.
Yeah, well, it's a horror movie.
It is a horror movie.
No, and I was like, but Megan managed to, like, it didn't matter, because, like, there were all the other people were dead by the time that, like, the serial killer shows up.
You can damage your own fellow characters.
Yes, it's really easy to, which is unfortunate. Like, the worst thing is there's a rake on the ground.
And it will keep smacking you in a slapstick
way. It will kill you if you do it too many times. It's the worst.
And I ended up accidentally breaking the game. I accidentally threw one of my characters over a rock they weren't supposed to go over and ended up watching the killer of that setting just, you know.
Because your character was swimming basically underneath the game levels. Yeah. It was very fun.
It was good. And they have a whole bunch of little hidden games outside of the hub world, which I found really interesting.
Well, sort of the hub world itself is a game, like a level, quote-unquote. Yeah. And then, you know, I think there's three different, like, main levels. So they have the one where you're at a cabin, like a camp cabin is what I mean. Camp lake, whatever.
Like a Friday the 13th.
Yes. And then there was one that's sort of like a Friday the 13th?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Thank you. There's like a street one. There's one that's sort of Texas Chainsaw Massacre-esque. And then there's one that's the one in the Christmas, the last Christmas, where you have your baby and he gets kidnapped by these guys in reindeer outfits.
We played the Christmas one for quite a while because I thought it was small and it'd be easier and more fun. And apparently you can't just run away and leave your baby behind in the house.
Well, you can, but it'll tell you that you're a coward, which you were.
Multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, one of the time is like you just died and that wasn't your fault. Like you're a coward for dying and leaving your baby. I mean, what could you do?
You coward.
You died and left your baby. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm already dead.
So, Roop Tamminen actually made a spiritual successor to this called Lakeview Valley, which I really want to check out because instead of being the victim in these games, you get to be actively the
killer.
Actively the killer, and you can make your own character for this.
That's cute.
You get to choose whether you're going to be the neighbor that everybody likes or if you're going to be the nightmare that's stalking this little town called Lakeview Valley.
Oh, cute.
So I am going to check that one out next because that was actually the initial one that we had been watching. And I want to go and explore a world where, you know, I'm not going to be under the constant threat of people in Santa outfits and reindeer heads coming after me and my baby.
You got to just get craftier. You got to get good at video games, Megan.
I'm not good at video games. I understand.
Try harder.
I'm trying harder.
Try harder.
And as a palate cleanser, we can play Pokemon Snap.
No.
When it comes out.
Okay.
Yeah. So Pokemon Snap does come out this week.
Yeah.
We will be picking it up.
Yep.
And then I think I'm also going to pick up Resident Evil 7. Nope, sorry, 8. That's what I want to do.
Right, it doesn't come out yet. When are you thinking you're picking it up?
On the 7th. Are next you, week.
Okay. Resident Evil 7, I'm pretty sure...
8.
8. Yeah. I'm pretty
sure... There's so many now.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, 4, yeah. I think I'd personally rather play it on the PC because then I can mod it.
That's my plan, too, because I want to make it not so hard and see if I can't turn Lady Dimitrescu into a Thomas Tank Engine.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's a waste. Like, Mr. T is one thing, but that's a waste, Megan.
Oh, well. Anyway, that's everything we have for you for this week. And keep changing.
Have a good one.